The Wasteland. The near future. Movie clerk David Snyder and overlord Immortan Hoof fight to rid the decaying landscape of the cinematic naivety which infests it. After being told that their animation output is lagging, Apocalypse Video is outfitted by Dave with increased cartoon coverage and a computer-enhanced theme song. It has become the ultimate super pod, Robopod.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Apocalypse Video, Robopod. I'm your host, David Snyder. I'm joined again by Ruler of the Wasteland, Immortan Hoof.
Hello, Flesh Brother.
Damn it, you beat me to it. I was going to say that. Fuck. All right, I'm going to lay my cards on the table now and say that out of all the episodes we've watched of this RoboCop animated series, this might be my new favorite, The Brotherhood.
It's pretty good.
It's so good. Like, going into it, I didn't know anything about it. I mean, reading a little synopsis and some old reviews of this, it, like, the general gist of it was, oh, are we gonna, this is the Brotherhood. Is this gonna be, like, some sort of, like, racial thing where, like, you know, like, are they tackling racism? And they are, but it's against robots. And it's, like,
a lot of technophobia going on.
Yes, this episode could be, yeah, you could just say this is about technophobia in the most silliest way possible. And in fact, looking at my notes for this episode, I'd say about 80% of what I wrote down were just like crazy lines from the episode, like Flesh Brother, for instance.
I knew you'd get a kick out of that.
Don't worry, Flesh Brother. We will wait for the right moment to make an example of RoboCop.
But before we get into all the crazy lines, because again, that's pretty much all of my notes. It's just, I was just like feverishly, like one line after another would drop, and I was like, I gotta write this down for the episode. But like, to get into the general gist of this episode, there's a group called the Brotherhood who dress sort of like Klansmen, kind of. It's like a mix between Klansmen and like Cobra Commander.
Yeah, they just look kind of like old school executioners.
Yeah, yeah. And the guy even kind of talks like there was a moment in the beginning when he starts talking, the leader of the Brotherhood, this technophobic hate group. He sounds like Cobra Commander, but then the next moment he almost sounds like Dr. Marvin Monroe from The Simpsons. I was like, is this the same guy? I have to look it up. But
the electromagnetic pulse bomb is working just like Zangman said it would.
Yeah, it makes those rotten robots go mad.
Quite mad. As mad as humanity was to build them in the first place.
Needless to say, they're like this completely ridiculous hate group who hates robots, and it's seemingly all electronic.
Yeah,
equipment.
They want they want humans to go back to the Stone Age, basically.
Literally. The climax of the episode happens at the abandoned Detroit Natural History Museum, and you just see I'm just going to call him Cobra Commander. He looks and talks like Cobra Commander. He's basically looking at this big statue of like a caveman and thinking, yeah, things were better back then.
He says something like, we need to go back to this.
And he doesn't say it ironically either. He literally wants to turn everything to the Stone Age. And he's like, things were better in caveman days. It's
so
insane. It's like this episode kept getting crazier and crazier. And that was the climax. I'm like, that's his plan? He literally wants to return us to the Stone Age. Okay.
Well, then we get some Scooby-Doo going on, too.
We get a little bit of Scooby-Doo stuff at the end with Officer, is it Putton or Putty? It's Putty! Yeah, Officer Putty. We see him earlier in the episode in, I guess, the cop's diner, the cop hangout diner, saying like, damn robot took my job, or something like that.
Yeah, apparently this guy got recruited by the police, and he lost his previous job thanks to a robot.
I shouldn't have to run a race with that titanium toolbox.
The lieutenant's right. He's the best SWAT team commander in the country. RoboCop ought to be taking orders from him.
Well, I'm glad you're on my team, Putter. You're going to work out just fine.
Thanks for the assignment, Lieutenant. I really needed the work, especially after I lost my last job to a robot.
Which is another thing in this episode that I don't think we've really seen yet. So up to this point, we have obviously we've seen robots in this universe, but they've pretty much been relegated to like OCP and like robots working in that building and whatnot. But in this episode, robots are fucking everywhere, to the point where you go through a drive-thru at Bogus Burger and you get this you get this robot that's supposed to be akin to like a nerdy teenager or something saying shit like,
"Welcome to Bogus Burgers, made from a delicious variety of animals. May I take your order?"
This is so insane. Like this is just like a 180. Because like, maybe I'm wrong. Am I remembering it wrong? Like, did we see robots in these types of roles in previous episodes?
I don't think we saw them to this degree.
Yeah, it's insane. It's like a complete shift.
Yeah, robots are taking over, Dave. Are you sympathetic? Well,
damn robot took my job. But it's just, it's insanity. Because, like, at one point you see a robot, like, in the cop hangout diner that's made to look like a waitress. So even going as far as to put lipstick on it and to have, like, a black, like, skirt thing on the robot. It's really weird.
I don't know about this stuff. Seems to me robots ain't perfect, but neither is people.
Oops! Ouch! Sorry, boss!
On the other hand...
But, yeah, aside from that, like, most of my notes for this episode are just crazy lines. You get Shitla, and most of them come from the nerdy Bogus Burger robot. Like, you get crazy. So basically, the Brotherhood's going around, and in an effort to try to bring everything back to the Stone Age, they partner with this tech genius or whatever who builds them these electromagnetic pulse weapons that scramble the robot circuits, and I guess as opposed to just killing them, which you think would be their goal, it makes them go crazy. Like in the first part of the episode, it seems like the Brotherhood's goal is to like turn everyone against robots rather than just destroy them outright.
Yeah, a much more nefarious plan.
Yeah, exactly. Get everyone on their side, and then I guess they're going to start killing robots. But they start doing this, and like all the robots start try to kill people, and it's none funnier than in this moment with the Bogus Burger nerdy teenager robot. He starts saying shit like,
"Two burgers coming up. Hope you choke on it.
Whoa, hold the ketchup.
Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders will be had us."
And I think I've said this before on previous episodes of the show, but I love robots that talk like this. It's like, I feel like there is a period where all robots talk like that, and then suddenly someone's like, this is kind of dumb, let's have them talk differently, and they started talking a bit more normally. But like, I have a huge soft spot for movies or TV shows that depict robots in this overly robotic manner. You know, it's just comedy gold for me every time.
Yeah, that sequence is really funny. And then he starts throwing, like, the ice cream or something at him.
Yeah, you get it. This is another moment where the kiddiness of the show comes in, because, like, Lewis has, like, a one-liner like, "Oh, I didn't know we were here for a food fight," or some shit like that. It's like, but we also get some legit humor, I thought. Like, there's a moment when a trash bot starts going short-circuiting, and he starts, like, lifting trash up and going, "Trash, trash everywhere, smash trash," and RoboCop walks up to him and just says, like, "Stop."
Trash, trash everywhere.
The reports were right, Murphy. Look, another renegade robot.
Stop. Tampering with mail is a federal offense.
More trash. Throw it away. Smash it.
Uh-oh. It thinks we're rubbish.
Lewis, watch out.
Smash trash. Smash trash.
Like, that was legit funny. Like, that was, like, an actual good joke that they wrote in the episode. And it's played perfectly because RoboCop's obviously so deadpan in his delivery.
Yeah, that was great. I like the trash malfunction guy because he like, empties a dumpster on the kids.
Well, not only that, he looks at RoboCop and he's like, "Trash, trash." He looks at RoboCop as trash. I love that that's the defect. The robot starts to see everything as trash. But that's kind of it. Like, I mean, technically this episode is trying to say something, but it just kind of gets overridden by the silliness of everything, all the lines, the fact that the Brotherhood wants to bring everything back to literally the Stone Age, and that they look up to the age of the caveman. It's just, it's kind of, any message that this show is trying to have is overridden. Like, there's a point where RoboCop says, like, it already is ugly, because hate is ugly. Like, they try to do this, but they try to have a message, but it's like they can't. It's like it feels like this episode, like, two people wrote this episode. You got one person who's trying to say something, and another person is like, oh, this is funny, what if we have the robots do this. It's just like, I don't know, it's, this movie is just, or this episode is just wacky, and I kind of loved it.
Yeah, it's funny, and I mean, I was looking for the more serious thing about it.
I had a feeling.
Yeah. So
what was your reaction when you saw the synopsis of this episode?
Well, obviously, I was expecting some kind of, like, hatred thing going on, hate group going on. And
a
so,
very special episode of RoboCop.
And so we did get that. But what I found the most interesting was actually the cop aspect, because so you have that guy, Officer Putty, who lost his job thanks to a robot. Damn robots.
Which I'm assuming, is he talking about RoboCop or?
No, he says what he lost his job at, but it was just some other random job, miscellaneous task job.
Do you think he was working at Bogus Burger before he became a cop?
That would have been a twist, but that would have been funny. But that would emphasize my point that there's this aspect that I inferred that the police department does not do a very good job vetting who they hire.
Well, who would want to be a cop in this universe, in old Detroit? It's insane. Like, you constantly have punks, like, shooting, like, energy weapons at you. It's like, this world isn't necessarily, this kiddified version of RoboCop isn't necessarily any better than the R-rated Paul Verhoeven version.
Yeah, it gets crazy and brutal. I find it very amusing that they have the, always forget his name, but the cop that doesn't like RoboCop.
Oh, Hedgecock.
Hedgecock, that he was, like, becoming sympathetic to the Brotherhood.
The Brotherhood, yeah.
Yeah, he was becoming sympathetic. He's like, well, I don't approve of their methods, but they're saying some good things. And I'm like, Jesus. So I would pay attention to that stuff. And then at the
end, we get another protest scene, too. Like, I feel like a lot of these episodes have had protest scenes.
Yeah, you do have a lot of protesting. I think that's kind of interesting. Like, I don't know, the idea that protest is still some kind of viable mechanism to affect change or whatever. But yes, but the thing I like the most about this episode is that Putty is actually the leader of the Brotherhood. That's the Scooby-Doo moment that I was referencing.
Putty!
Yeah. I would have got away with it if it wasn't for that damn robot.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes, that reminds me. I don't know if you noticed this. I thought this was a little weird. But did you notice while he's giving his Scooby-Doo, I would have gotten away with it speech, it, like, cuts to RoboCop. He does his signature, you know, gun twist and puts his gun in his holster or whatever. But it zooms in on his crotch as he does it. Like, ordinarily, it's a wide angle. You see RoboCop and he puts it in his, you know, his leg holster or whatever, but it goes, as the guy's saying, like, you fucking robots, it zooms in on his crotch, almost as if RoboCop's saying, suck it. Maybe that's just me reading into it, but I just thought it was unusual that they zoomed into his crotch at that moment.
That's for sure what they were going for, Dave. Like, there's no question.
So I don't, I mean, like I said, most of my notes were about the, one thing I thought it was funny, speaking of the protest scene, that one person said, recycle RoboCop. So I just thought it was funny that even though these people hate robots, that there's still some people that are there that are, like, eco-friendly, you know, like, well, recycle RoboCop, don't just throw them away. You know? I love this science. Like, someone said, I think one of them said, like, Robomania, or, like, put a stop to Robomania. Like, in one of the other episodes, didn't the scientist say no?
Yeah, we just said no.
I would have loved to have seen that guy return.
He should have, yeah.
Just no!
The cops locked that guy up good.
A robot probably took his job. probably took his sign too. Yeah. But yeah, there's not. I mean, aside from that, I think there's not much else to cover in this episode. Again, most of my lines were just, or most of my notes were just crazy lines from the episode. Because again, I feel like this episode kind of gets like, I don't want to say bogged down because I loved it all, but I think any message that they were trying to say with this episode kind of gets just bogged down by all the silliness.
Yeah, I think so too, obviously, but but I think the episode it does like it has a good momentum, so it just keeps going.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Keeps getting wackier and wackier and stuff like that, and then yeah, you get the. The robots going crazy and everything is pretty funny. But I think you're right. The bogus burger guy is the funniest.
Hope you choke on it.
Just when he says choke on it, it reminded me of Maximum Overdrive, like, which is a movie we should probably watch for this show. It's a good movie. A good bad movie. But much like this episode, a good bad episode of RoboCop. Like, like you said, this episode... the pacing's really fun, really fast. It moves. It's fun. And while it might not have the cool robot-to-robot action that Man in the Iron Suit did, this one, just by sheer silliness, won me over. And it is one of my favorite episodes thus far of the series.
So definitely recommended.
Definitely. And going in, like, again, reading the episode, seeing the episode synopsis, I was thinking, like, oh, no, is this going to be, how are they going to handle this? But it turns out they just went full on silly. And it's just like, okay, I guess that's one route you could go. It's better than, like, something tone deaf or anything like that. It was just, you know, it was a goofy cartoon.
Yeah. I think you should try to get that. you should try to get a clip, though, of RoboCop saying hate is a bad thing.
Basically, hate is ugly.
Yeah, well, just keep away from us, you abomination. You're worse than a robot. You're some kind of a crazy freak.
He's right down with RoboCop.
Come on, Murphy. We better leave before things get ugly.
It already is ugly. Because hate... is ugly.
And that's where we'll leave you folks with this episode of the RoboPod. Hate is ugly. We're already the Brotherhood won. We're in the Stone Age right now, and it's not cool.
Yeah, you guys were wrong.
I mean, granted, Morton Hoof, Citadel is a great place. You're doing a great job of bringing civilization back. The bogus burger that you got over there is delicious. I'm just
choke on it.
That's good. But that's gonna do it for this episode of the Apocalypse Video RoboPod. We'll be back next time with the Man in the Iron Suit.
Maybe I am a freak. Maybe I am dangerous.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You've saved more lives than the whole fire department.
I made a mistake today. That child's ball.
Anybody can make a mistake.
The lady's right, pal. Lighten up.